breathing are coming back to me now. I place the heel of my hand at the center of her chest, then place my other hand on top and press down at a steady rate of, what was it? 100 or so times per minute, breaking off every few seconds to apply a couple more rescue breaths. I look at my wrist to time what I'm doing. My watch isn't there. I shake my head in despair. Working on impulse, I move my leg across to straddle her, so I am better able to better control what I'm doing as I continue administering CPR. I'm frantic. I haven't ever seen anyone die before. My arms are tiring, and I don't know how long it is I've kept going, as I've no way to tell. It doesn't seem to have made any difference. Her body is limp and lifeless. She's not breathing, and there's no pulse. Reluctantly, I come to accept that there's nothing more I can do. The girl is dead. My eyes fill up, and my vision is blurry. A tear rolls down my cheek and drops onto her torso. I collapse onto the ground beside her and roll onto my back. My breathing is labored from the exertion, my skin damp with perspiration, and I shiver. The sun remains bright, and there's warmth in the air. I shouldn't be cold, so why am I shivering? I must be in shock, or maybe it's fear. Sitting up, I turn my head, looking again at the girl, trying to think how I might know her. I stare at her face and then scan over her body from head to toe. Long, straight, dark hair crowns her pretty oval-shaped face. Her eyes are hazel, and she has long lashes emphasized by mascara. She has a soft, petite nose, narrow ears and chin, and a crescent mouth. She has tanned skin. Her complexion appears Mediterranean. She's slim and elegant with well-toned muscles, unblemished skin, small, firm, well-formed breasts and ample hips. She looks about my age. Lying flat on her back as she is, I can't truly judge height. I'd estimate about 1.7 meters. Re-examining her face, I shiver at the sight of her smudged lipstick, and I avert my eyes. I can still see her. Her image feels burned into my retinas. There's something familiar about her, but where do I know her from? My concentration's interrupted when I call to mind the old joke punchline. Sorry, I didn't recognize you with your clothes on. Only in this case, it's in reverse. I chide myself for being insensitive. There's clearly nothing to laugh about. Yes, I'm sure I must have seen her before. Whilst I wouldn't say she was stunningly beautiful, there's no doubting she's very pretty. I can't know her well, but it's unlikely for me to forget meeting a girl so attractive. I can't remember ever speaking to her, not properly. My brain feels befuddled. I think it must have been in lectures. She must be a fellow student in one of my classes. I've heard her name, too. I should be able to remember. What was it? Rachel? Ruby? No, a bit more uncommon. Reggie. I think her name's Regina, but her friends call her Reggie. Yes, I remember thinking it was unusual when I heard it first. Here I am, clinically noting the description of the girl before it registers with me that what's happening is real. This isn't a film or a computer game. It's here and now. I'm sitting on the ground with no clothes on, and I've been staring at the naked corpse of an attractive young woman. Perhaps I could proffer an excuse for looking because other than TV, computer or magazines, I haven't ever seen a completely naked woman before, not in the flesh. I doubt many would find it a credible justification. I steal one last look and then turn my head away. What now? What should I do? Should I call for help? Of course I should, but I need to find myself something to wear first, ideally my clothes. But I'll settle for just about anything to cover my embarrassment. I look around me at the trees and bushes. I could make do with anything. Some giant vine leaves would be perfect, but I won't find them growing in Scotland. No, nothing I see would be suitable for the purpose. I don't know where I am, so it may help if I can get my bearings. Looking atop the bushes, I notice there's a large grassy area beyond the trees. I can now hear voices in the distance, the sound of children playing, I think. I can also see dogs running, chasing after sticks or balls, so there must be people about. As I don't want to be seen, I scamper along close to the ground, behind bushes, while looking around me to see if I can find my clothes. I see odd pieces of litter, but nothing which would help. I scan the terrain in all directions, but there's nothing to be seen. Using trees and bushes for cover, and praying that nobody spotted me, I venture to the edge of